Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Starting off on the West Coast, a cloud of controversy distends in Spencer Park, Albany. A bakery owner finds herself amidst startling allegations of insurance fraud, a flame-filled saga indeed. In October, a prominent bakery turned into a blaze spectacle, causing damage to the tune of around $955,000. Now, authorities allege that this wasn't an unfortunate mishap. Instead, hinting at a calculated act with the intention of claiming substantial insurance benefits. The owner currently faces charges of criminal damage by fire and fraud, aiming to lay claim to roughly $500,000 for contents and a whopping $2.2 million for business interruption. This unsettling event accentuates the perennial problem of insurance fraud that has been jacking up premiums across the nation. The courtroom drama commences on December 12th at Albany Magistrates Court. Moving on, a bit more heat in our next story, quite literally. Hollard Insurance managed to stamp out a claim from a business owner who reported heat damage to pool covers stored in outdoor shipping containers. The claim was turned down on the grounds of a policy exclusion for losses due to variation in temperature. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed their stance. The inference? Businesses must now consider temperature control while choosing storage options for delicate products. Now, onto the nation's view on life insurance. In an unsettling trend, Australians facing a squeeze on their finances are reportedly sidelining life insurance. The Council of Australian Life Insurers reveals that while a significant 79% of Australians hold motor insurance, a mere 34% have a life insurance safety net. The advice accessibility crisis, as labeled by Cali CEO Christine Cupid, highlights the urgent necessity for affordable, accessible financial advising. The federal government is reportedly shaping reforms to address this very issue. Lastly, a call from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority brings to light the need for greater transparency in the professional indemnity insurance sector. Following the collapse of Dixon Advisory, AFCA is urging firms to provide more insight into their PI policy details, key to supporting the compensation scheme of last resort. That wraps up our weekly news analyses in the Australian insurance industry. For more insights, head to financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay robust and insured, Australia.